News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg on Wednesday morning with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And by request, Carol of the Bells, request of my guest in the studio this morning, William Wirth, who is now with the Better Business Bureau. He is their marketing and communications director. Good morning, Will. Welcome.
Good morning, Meg. Thank you for having me on here.
I'm so happy to have you here. He and I go way back. We've known each other a long time, and each of us wearing different hats along the way. So it's really, exactly. Now, what are you doing now? What are
you... Update me with where you are now.
Exactly. There aren't as many. I mean, probably you and I are probably one of the two people that have worn the most hats in this community, no doubt. So that's kind of fun. But right now you're with the Better Business Bureau. And I had called him yesterday because my thought was, there's so much happening right now with the holidays and shopping and, you know, we're using our credit cards and we're going to businesses and we've got these emails coming in. And I don't know about you, but I have like 10 gazillion texts coming in that I've never seen before. So he was sweet enough to offer to come in and talk to us this morning about from the Better Business Bureau, Business Scams of Christmas. And I like the title, the 12
Scams of Christmas.
I love that. So tell me about what y'all hear about on your end with the Better Business Bureau. And before we even get into that, maybe tell me a little bit about the Better Business Bureau. I know what it is. It's been an institution for many, many years, but someone just tuning in may not have even become aware of what you do and the role you play in our community.
Sure. Yeah, the Better Business Bureau, we've been around for about 100 years. Here locally in Pensacola, we are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year or next year.
40 years.
40 years in Pensacola.
Wow.
1985. So we work in the community. We cover from Pensacola all the way to Wakulla and Wakulla County, just outside of Leon County, just outside of Tallahassee. So we cover 14 county area: Panama City, Fort Walton Beach, Port St. Joe. And we work with businesses, you know, accrediting local businesses to make sure that people know that they're, you know, they're ethical, that they're treating their customers correctly, they're working with the community. But we also send out scam information to let, you know, people know that, you know, obviously there's scammers out there. There's always going to be scams out there. But we try to, you know, update people on what the latest scam is and how to watch out for it and how to avoid it and not fall into the scam trap.
Right. It's not, you think to yourself, oh, I will never fall for that. But
everybody,
they're so clever
that.
Now, and it's gotten so sophisticated with technology and everything. So I know that you do that. You also do the Torch Awards, the Ethics Awards?
We do. We are just about to start taking nominations and applications for the 2025 Torch Awards for Ethics. We will be sending something out in January, so everybody keep an eye out for it. You can nominate your favorite business. You can apply if you're a business for the Torch Award for Ethics. We'll also be sending out information for our Student Ethics Scholarship.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, we do every year. We do $1,000 scholarships to graduating seniors in the 14-county area. Go to our website and fill out the application online, and when we get it live in January, and then submit it, and we'll get back in touch and let you know if you passed or not.
So. Oh, I love that. That's fantastic.
It's awesome.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
That's really great.
Since 2006, we've done about $150,000 in student ethics scholarship donations.
Wow. Yeah.
So
wow. That's
been doing
a
it
lot.
For a while, so.
That's really great. And what is your website, by the way, just in case someone wants
to
look at it?
Well, you can go to bbb.org.
Okay.
And at the top right of the screen, it'll say, you know, my local one. It should automatically geo-sync it to Pensacola, and just click on that and it'll take you right to it. So.
Okay, perfect. All right. So it's the Better Business Bureau of Pensacola or Northwest Florida.
Yep.
Is that kind of okay?
BBB of Serving Northwest Florida.
Serving Northwest
Florida.
That's
our
actual title.
So.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, I'm ready. Let's see the 12 scams of Christmas.
Well, I want to start off with just, you know, saying, because one of the main things we get is, you know, people always asking about the same question. So first off, I mean, it's not related to Christmas, but I just want to say, you know, the IRS is not going to call you and threaten to throw you in jail if you don't pay today. IRS is not going to email you. The IRS is not going to text you. And any business that says you have to pay with a gift card, that's a scam.
Oh, my goodness.
And they,
yeah.
They target seniors like this all the time. And they don't know because they're scared. They don't know who to ask. But anybody that says you have to pay with a gift card, like go to Walmart, buy an Apple gift card, that's a scam. The IRS is not going to say pay your back taxes with an Apple gift card. They're not.
Interesting. So. Well, you know, and we can kind of giggle while we're in the car driving and hearing this, right. But I had a very dear friend last year who was a senior who got pulled into some similar type scam where they needed the cash right away, blah, 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 blah. And so she did use, I believe, her debit card for the transaction, and they cleaned out her account.
And they will. They'll get your information
as soon
as they get you. They went in and
cleaned, I mean, a lot of money, just took it all.
Yeah. And even though it's the holiday season, scammers don't care.
It was devastating. It was devastating, her whole life savings.
Yeah, we hear these stories a lot. So we try to get out. I try to get out in the community and educate people about the scams, what to watch out for. And call us if you have a question. If you're just not sure and you don't have a family member or a friend to ask, call the Better Business Bureau. Ask us. Go to BBB.org or go to scamtracker.com and check it out.
Scamtracker.com. I haven't heard of that before.
Yeah, through the Better Business Bureau. It's scamtracker.com, and you can look up a business. Or you can look up a scam. If you think you're being scammed, you can type in the keywords and it'll tell you if there's a scam going on and what it is, you know.
Especially on social media, I'm very careful now about clicking on the things that pop up on my Facebook feed or my other social media sites. And the thing about paying, I'm old school, so I'm still a little nervous when I purchase things online. Is there a better way to do that versus me putting my own debit card in or something like that? Is it better to pay through one of these like Venmo, PayPal, those kind of apps, or is it better to?
Well, we do suggest, like, if you are paying, use a credit card. Bank credit cards, you know, they have fraud prevention. You can get your money back. A debit card, you can't.
Okay, so don't use a debit card.
Use a credit card if you're just not sure. But you also use PayPal, you know, that has your information.
I use that. That's a pretty good one.
If you're not sure about the service, you know, if a new one pops up saying, hey, you can pay through this, I'd be leery about it. I would go through, you know, using your credit card or using PayPal. Check with your bank too. My bank for a while wasn't sure that certain banking apps were had enough security, so I couldn't use those apps. But my bank has now gone through those, and so there are certain apps I can now use. But they were saying, hey, we don't think this has enough back-end security, so we don't recommend using it. So you can't use that to transfer money.
And the banks do a good job, I think, of keeping a record of these scams, I would imagine.
They do. We work with local banks, law enforcement, IRS, FBI. When these kind of scams pop up, we're alerted about it, too, so we can get out in the community and tell people about them.
If you're just joining us on Pep Talk this morning, Pensacola's expert panel, the expert I have here with me is Will Wirth, who is the Director of Marketing Communications for the Better Business Bureau of Northwest, serving Northwest Florida, at News Radio 92.3. You can always text in a question for Will, and I'm sure he'll do his best to answer it. If you have some questions about scams or have you been scammed or something that you're just not sure about, just text your question in at 850-437-1620.
Right.
850-437-1620. The other thing, too, is that I get these emails, and when they have the thing, and click here, and it almost looks like my bank, but not quite.
Right.
And I learned a little trick that someone said that you can go in, if you look, when you see it, before you click on that link, look up in the email and see where it's from.
Also, you can hover your pointer over the email, and it should kind of tell you where it's going. But, you know, like Bank of America is not going to have an @yahoo.com email.
Correct.
Address.
Or Muhammad the Menominee name,
sometimes
these weird names.
Yeah, it's a bad password.
Yeah,
vowels and consonants and numbers and symbols. But if you're not sure, you know, again, check with Better Business Bureau. Check with your bank. If you get a text from your bank saying something is amiss, and the click here, call your bank. Call your bank and double check before you click on that link. If it's the first time you're getting it, or if you've never gotten something like that before, if the bank calls and says, can you please verify your information? The bank should have that information. Don't give them your information.
That's
have them read it back to you. A lot of people fall for that scam saying, oh, well, here's my credit card number. Oh, well, that's what we have on file.
Yeah,
well, here's my checking account number. Oh, well, that's what we have on file. Instead of saying, well, how about you read that back to me and I will verify to you if that's the correct number.
So, all right. More tips on how to avoid scams this holiday season from the Better Business Bureau with Will. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola expert panel with Meg and my guest, Will Wirth, with the Better Business Bureau of Northwest Florida. And guess what? We're talking about the 12 scams of Christmas. All right, let's start to go down the list, Will.
Let's
see what we've got going here.
So you mentioned social media ads earlier. So our number one thing is misleading social media ads. So
you
might see like the hot gift that you're looking for advertised on social media at a crazy low price and be tempted to save a lot of money by doing that. Well, that's usually a scam.
Oh boy.
If you're finding it for a lot less for at a website or social media website that you've never heard of before, it's mm-hmm. most likely a scam. So if you're not sure, again, you can go to the Better Business Bureau and you can check it out. You can go online. Ask questions. That money you think you're saving, you're going to lose.
Right.
So I'm not saying you obviously pay full price. I hate paying full price if I don't have to, but I also don't want to think I'm getting something at a really great 80% off bargain and saving money and telling everybody about it, then go back and say, oh, well, it was a scam. And, you know,
oh, gosh, it's the worst feeling in the world. Well, the other thing, too, that you made me think of was there's no rush.
Right.
There's always this in the next 10 seconds or do this today.
And that's
so
one of the
offers
ways they
only
get you.
Good. They get you kind of panicked, like, oh, I better do this right now. And you take it, for me, take the time to check it
Research
out.
Research it, check it
make
out.
Make a phone call. It won't cost you anything. Make a phone call to the Better Business Bureau real quick. I mean, and if that is a legit deal, it will still be there.
It will be. And I think we're all kind of trained from those days when, you know, when QVC was on the air, and you'd see the countdown clock and they would tell you, order now, get it now. It's going quickly. It's going quickly. And that's when the way the scammers get you is to try to make it feel like it's right now, it's limited edition. You've got to act quickly or else it's gone. That opportunity is never going to come back again.
That's the hook. Right there.
That is the hook. So.
All right. Here's someone just texted in, and I kind of have bad news here, but it says, and thank you for texting this in. My wife was scammed on a puppy purchase through Apple Pay on Facebook Marketplace. Any way to get the money back from Apple Pay? He disappeared off Facebook, and I'm assuming that they didn't get the puppy.
Yeah, so that would be scam number 12 is the puppy scam, and it's really big around Christmas.
Oh, gosh.
And
okay.
People
we're
want
jumping
to,
ahead a little. I didn't realize.
I know.
Okay.
But we'll jump ahead for this question. So the puppy scam, let me go over it real fast, is you see the latest pet. You know, you want like a French bulldog puppy, and you see it advertised on social media, and you contact the people, and you make the exchange. And they will keep it until it's ready to be sent to you. So you'll send them the money for the puppy. And then you'll send the money for the special puppy food. Then you'll send the money for the shots they need. And then if they're going to fly them down here, you need a special crate. Oh, and then the airline needs a special shot for them. And the airline requests. So you're spending all this money before you actually see the dog. And then when the time for the dog to come is when the site disappears off social media. And you can't get a hold of them anymore. You never see the dog.
Oh, how heartbreaking.
So, you're like all excited for weeks and telling people and showing pictures online and it never comes.
Oh, that's so mean.
I've met a lady that fell for it twice.
Oh, that's so mean.
But it's so mean, and that's the puppy scam. And getting your money back from Apple Pay, I don't know if that's possible, but I would check with your bank.
Mm-hmm.
But usually, like, my Apple Pay is connected through my debit account, so it's like using my debit card. But I would check with your bank and see if there's any recourse on that. But that is the puppy scam, and it's really big around Christmas, but it's big all year round, depending when like the new puppy craze comes
sure,
out,
especially right now. And I know, because I have PayPal, and I know on PayPal, I have my debit card on it, but don't use it again because it's the same thing. If you even though it's PayPal, still go through a credit card, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. Put your credit card on there too if you have that option.
Okay.
That's what I've done because it's so easy to just click the PayPal button, but I forget that it's connected to my debit account, and if something goes wrong, I call PayPal and say, it's your fault. No, it's my fault because that's where the money came out of my checking account.
Oof.
And the banks just don't have a good time, you know, replacing that money. Credit cards do, you know, have a better time.
Right. Doing, so. Well, and with the puppy thing too, I want to put a plug in. We have so many, and I'm going to have a guest on tomorrow from A Place of Hope for Small Dog Rescue. There are so many local rescues right now that are overflowing with dogs and puppies and cats. And by the way, a lot of them are good breeds. I mean, these are not just, so you think of a rescue dog kind of as maybe a mixed breed or mud or something.
Yeah.
But a lot of times they're rescuing them from breeders.
Right. And a lot of times it's the presence. Like, you know, years ago when the 101 Dalmatians movie came out, everybody wanted Dalmatian puppies for Christmas.
Yes.
Well, you know, they grow up and they're not super great dogs. I mean, they're great dogs, but they're a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of a sudden the pounds were full of Dalmatians because people weren't expecting them to grow up not being a Disney puppy dog that's
correct.
Animated. They
that's
were
right.
expecting, and plus they also grow up and it's like they're not puppies anymore. Now they're big dogs.
And they're not as cute.
They're not as cute, and they eat a lot of food, and they take, you know, more walks and stuff like that. So, but I always tell people, you know, check out your local pounds. I mean, these dogs and cats are just so excited to see you and are just so happy, and they want a home. And
I can't go to the Humane Society
because
I inevitably walk
there,
out with a dog.
Well, they had the kitten room last time I was there, and the kitten room is just... If you're having a bad day, check out the kitten room.
Yeah, and you know what? Some of the rescues, too, also have interesting foster programs. Like right now, Santa Rosa Animal County Shelter, you can actually take a dog out for the afternoon.
Yes.
And they have these little, just to get them out of the cages, and you can foster for a couple of days.
Yes.
So you don't have to make that full-time commitment. So there are things you can do, but we'll get back to, down the rabbit hole, but we'll get back to scams. But I'm so sorry to the listener that had that happen to you
too.
Because It's just mean-spirited.
It is.
And your heart got all excited about this puppy.
Super excited. And just the disappointments.
Well, that's just awful. All right. Well, that is what scam number 12. So let's go back. We'll go back now to number one. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with Will and have some more valuable information for you to help you get through the holidays. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Pensacola Expert Panel on Wednesday morning with Meg and Will Worth is here with the Better Business Bureau. And we're talking about Christmas scams. Okay, so number one was watch out for social media. And number two?
Number two is social media gift exchanges. They're like Secret Santas, but you'll get a text or an email from somebody random saying, hey, we're doing this pay it forward gift exchange. You can pick from these choices and send it on. And what happens is you may never get the present. It's illegal, for one thing. You'll never get the present, and you're also giving out information. You may be required to give three names of three other people to join in on this. It's like an electronic chain letter.
Right.
In your office, you know, gift exchanges, Dirty Santa, Secret Santa stuff, you know, that's obviously okay. But online, things like that, where you're actually sending money or, you know, giving out information, be aware. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's not from somebody you know, dump it. Just put it in your trash can. Just move on. Go to your next email. If again, somebody you don't know is asking for money, don't fall for it. Don't do it.
Well, here's the tricky one that I've discovered is that, you know, the friend requests from people, from friends of mine who are already friends.
Yes.
So then I check and I go, wait a minute. I know that Will's already a friend of mine. And then I'll realize that it's, so I just delete it. Yes. But the same is true. I had somebody send me something and I knew that they were not doing this. And so I kind of quickly texted them. I said, did you just send me a text saying to sign up for this Christmas thing? And they said, no. Someone had hacked their account.
Yeah,
and then when you give you the three names of your friends, then they use those names you just gave. So now you're deep.
And then they tell three friends.
You're deep in the water.
They tell three friends and so on. Yeah.
Exactly.
It's easy to do. And again, if you haven't heard from them, I got a Facebook request for somebody that was like, oh, look, you know, sign up for this government program. You'll get $90,000 that you don't have to pay back.
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah. Oh,
and
if
everybody was doing it, then we'd all have $90,000 and the government would be broke. But I knew it was a scam. But I copied the messages and I use that in my presentations to people to look out for these, because it had my friend's name, but it had her first name twice. It was like Meg Peltier instead of just
right
Meg.
Little clues.
And
I knew,
but I still went through it. And then finally I said, well, hey, let's get together and get some coffee and you tell me all about it. And I never heard from them again.
So
watch out for scam. If it's somebody you don't know, and if it is from somebody you know, but it comes from a different channel through different channels, just check with that friend.
Yeah, and check the return address on the email. That's a really good one.
Exactly.
We did have a listener who sent in, and I'm not quite sure what this means, but he or she says that never click a Google sponsored search result. The first three, but probably not legit. I ended up on a clone of the HP printer website this way. So that's a fake HP printer. You're going to buy a printer, but it's a fake one.
Right.
And these are actually the sponsored ads, right? And then also said never use the Cash App, Venmo, or other cash debit card option unless you know who you're sending it to and why. And this person says, I work in a credit union fraud department and hear these two stories every day.
Those are good tips.
Okay, so we've got we're gonna be here for a while.
That's okay.
Let's get started on number three. I have about a minute or two to go on to that one, and then we'll be coming back after the news.
Right, and this will be a quick one. This is the holiday apps, like the Secret Santa, not the Secret, but the Santa app, where you can have your kids text Santa.
Oh.
You know, where is he on his way? You know, I've been a good boy. You know, I've been a bad girl.
I haven't heard of this.
Yeah, there's Santa apps that you can, you know, get with the kids with and have fun with. But they also sometimes ask for additional information. And when you start putting in, again, names, addresses, anything that asks for social security number or credit card number, just for something that's free, don't fall for it. Don't do it.
Oh, boy.
But yeah, there's holiday apps that are out there that make you think that you're spreading the cheer and saving money, but they're not.
They're not legit. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. Talking with Will Worth this morning from the Better Business Bureau. We are going to save you a ton of money today. We are going to keep you from getting scammed during the holidays. News is up next, and then we'll be back. Good morning. This is Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Give us a text or call at 850-437-1620. My guest this morning from the Better Business Bureau is Will Worth, and we are talking about the 12 scams of Christmas.
12 scams.
Oh, some of these. Okay, yeah. Next.
Next big scam. Now, this one, again, I was telling you during the commercial break, this one happens year-round, especially around here. It's the fake toll collection text scam. And that one's just now started because I started personally getting them about a year ago.
Okay.
And you get a text that just says you owe a toll. Mm-hmm. And click on this link to pay the toll by this time. If you don't pay by this time, fees will increase.
Right.
And for people living in the Pensacola area where we have toll bridges, we have, you know,
Garson Point,
and we have Pensacola Beach. So you might think, oh, I just, you know, didn't read my tag correctly. I'll go ahead and send it in. Well, the first one I got was for $7. I'm like, well, why would I pay a $7 toll in the Pensacola area?
Right.
The second one I got was for Tennessee, and I don't drive in Tennessee. I've never driven in Tennessee. So I've never clicked on them. But if you get them, ignore them.
Block them if you can, right?
Send them to your trash. Don't click on them because you'll end up paying money for something that you never did.
Right.
And if you do owe money for a toll, you're going to get a letter from SunPass or the state of Florida, you know, Department of Transportation, saying that you owe for this. They're not going to send you a text because how would they know your phone number by your license plate? That's what people sometimes don't put this to.
Yeah, you can check your account online,
exactly.
Just like we talked about.
Exactly. So watch out for those.
All right, next up.
Free gift cards. Uh-oh. Any place that says, especially around the holidays, that says, you know, we'll send you a free gift card for this.
Okay.
And usually this means giving them extra information, like your address or a friend's address or phone number or...
Oh, refer a friend. I see that
right.
a lot.
So they'll gather a bunch of information from you and say, okay, well, you'll expect your free gift card in the mail in, you know, 4 to 6 days, and you'll never get that gift card. But you've given out a bunch of personal information that is worth a lot of money to scammers.
Oh, boy.
A lot of money. So anybody that offers you free gift cards that you don't know of or never heard of the company, or they text you online, or, you know, just random ways of contacting you that's not regular ways of contacting you.
Okay.
It's most likely a scam.
Okay, I'm taking some serious notes now. Okay,
yes,
next.
Yes. Next, temporary holiday jobs. You know, it's that time of year, you know, Target's hiring extra people. I was about to say Sears, but they're not around anymore. But Walmart's hiring extra people for the holidays, but you'll also see them online. It might look like a great temporary holiday job.
I've seen a bunch of those about making fast money just in time for the new year.
Exactly. And anything like that, if you read the fine print, if you have to send them money for the job, it's a scam. You're going to be sending them money for something that you're never going to get. Mm-hmm. They post a lot of these, you know, work from home, awesome job things.
Year-round, actually.
You know, it's super easy. Make your own schedule. Make, you know, millions of dollars. Just, you know, 3 hours a day on your couch. They're scams.
And the sad thing, the thing that makes me angry about these is that they're taking advantage of vulnerable people.
They are.
Because someone that's online, they're desperate for a job, the holidays, and so they might actually bite. You know, they might actually, out of their desperation.
Yeah, they're just, and then end up in more desperation because they're just going to be more, you know, downtrodden when they find out that it was just, they were scammed, they were taken advantage of. And now they still have nothing.
Right.
Still have nothing. Right. So be careful of those. The next one is the imposter scam. And this, you know, again, goes to the things where you get like a text from somebody saying they're your bank. You know, it's the holidays. We think your account's been, you know, not adjusted. You think your account has been
hacked, maybe,
hacked,
or
maybe. You verify this information?
I got one the other day about we saw this large charge on your account.
Exactly.
And that wasn't my account. I figured it out real quick that it was a scam, but how do you know? I mean,
call the bank. Okay. Call the bank. Like I said, if they're calling and asking you to verify information and they're asking you to read back like your social security number, your credit card number, your bank account's number.
To confirm it's your account.
Yeah, to confirm it's your account. Your mother's maiden name, you know, all your password stuff. They should have all that. You should be giving it to them. I mean, they should be giving it to you, not to them.
Right.
But anybody that says, you know, they're from a bank, they're from the IRS, you know, this time of year, check with them. The IRS, like I said, they're not going to call you. They're going to send you a certified letter. In the mail.
Right. Of course. Right.
You know, they're not going to call you. They're not going to text. How would they know your phone number to text you? And why would they text you?
Right.
So be careful.
Especially now because it's the end of the year, too.
End of the year. Exactly. And again, people it's, you know, Christmas shopping. It's getting ready for the end of the year. You're really busy. And so you're not going to, you know, pay attention to all these things. You're just going to pay it and move on.
Right.
And that's where they try to hit a lot of times during the holiday season. It's because you're so busy. It's everything's frantic. You'll just pay it, forget it, and move along before you realize that you've been scammed and you lost a lot of money.
Oh, gosh. All right. We are talking about the 12 scams of Christmas with Will Worth with the Better Business Bureau of Pensacola. If you have a question about scams, about what we're talking about, feel free to text in at 850-437-1620. Okay. This is the one that really makes me mad.
Fake charities. Yes, fake charities. It's that time of year you're giving, you want to donate out to the community, give to the Humane Society. It's that time of year to make sure the dogs and cats are eating too. Scammers like to use well-established nonprofit names to trick you into donating money to their fake nonprofit. So it might be, instead of, you know, Humane Society of Pensacola, it might be, they might call and say it's the Pensacola Humane Society.
Or switch it up just enough that it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You think it is.
And it sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. And again, the text or the link they might send you to pay or donate may be, again, something like at a Yahoo or me.com, you know, something that's weird where it wouldn't be at, you know.
Right.
Why would Bank of Pensacola have a at Yahoo account instead of at Bank of Pensacola type thing?
So, right, exactly.
So if you're not sure about the charity, if you get a request from a charity, check with that charity locally. Or
okay.
Look them up on, you know, online, in the phone book. If it's the American Lung Association, look for that 800 number. Call them. Make sure, donate directly to them. If you get a random scam or text or email, double check. You don't want to, I mean, we all want to donate to charities. We all want to give, but we also don't want to give to scammers. They're not a charity. They're criminals.
That's right. That's so. Right. Those are all good. And you can find out more about this on your website, correct?
BBB.org.
Each of these different categories.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So we've got a couple more to get to here. Coming up next, we have number 9.
Fake shipping notifications. Again, big this time of year because we're all ordering online to get it, you know, delivered by Christmas.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And I get these all the time. And I tell people, you know, if you've ordered something from Amazon, go to the Amazon website to your account and you can track where your shipment is.
So
it will
don't
tell
click
you.
On that text.
Don't click on that text because normally it's going to say, well, we're going to prioritize it to you. So for another $10, we'll get it to you tomorrow morning.
I get ones that are fake UPS ones too. I don't have any packages out there and they'll say, see, you're a UPS, we tried to deliver it, click here so that we can get your correct, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. And again, USPS, UPS, FedEx, they're not going to have at Yahoo accounts if they get that, if you get that email.
Right.
Look at the return email. It might be, you know, USPS.USPS.com. Well, USPS is going to be .gov because
right.
it's a government-run entity.
Right.
So if you get an email from UWF and it says .com or .info, that's mm-hmm. probably not UWF because that's going to be .edu.
Yeah, if it was a certain charity, it's not going to be at gmail.com. It would be
normally
at
it's going to be a .org.
.org,
yes.
Correct.
Normally it's going to be .org.
Okay, so, these are all great tips.
Yes.
We got to take a break here, but we will come back with 10, 11, and 12 of the holiday scams with the Better Business Bureau. We want to save you some money this holiday season.
We're here to help.
We'll be right back. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Good morning. We're talking about business scams and holiday scams, and we're getting quite a few texts in, and it looks like we made a slight error. But I'm talking with Will Worth of the Better Business Bureau, so thank you for texting this in. One of our listeners said USPS.com is the official domain name of the U.S. Postal Service. USPS.gov will redirect you to their main site,
awesome.
So apologize for that.
No, I learned something new today.
We learn something new every day, and then we had another listener that was talking about how we're talking about talking about this like it's normal. Well, unfortunately, you're
no,
right. Yes, we should put all these people in jail. But here's the problem. What did you say? The something from?
Oh yeah, we're all still expecting that $1 million from the Nigerian prince that we all helped to get out of the country. I'm
yes,
still waiting on that money.
That's so. The one. That was like the original
one. I think he's making his way over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, the original fax scam.
Yes, that's right.
Fax scam.
So a lot of these things are just happening. So we can't put our heads in the sand. We've got. I mean, I hope that I can, if I do anything else today, raise awareness. And if I can prevent one listener from being scammed this holiday season, I will feel really good about
that.
Stay
vigilant, and even, you know, share it with your friends and families. I saw one yesterday, and I immediately texted my family and said, "Hey, watch out for this scam."
Right.
Just to keep them aware because they don't live here and so they don't, you know, I don't see them on a regular basis. But I let them know and I let my friends know. So when you hear something and you learn about something and learn about a scam and you almost fell for it and you want to share it with other people so they don't fall for it. Because
that's right.
You don't want to find out that I could have told you how to prevent losing money and you knew I knew about it all the time, but I didn't share that with you.
Well, yeah. And then again, we talked a little bit earlier about when you get something that says it's like from Meg or it's from Will, check with us.
Yes. Yes.
Because we might have no idea what that, we've been hacked, or our account's been hacked, or our names are being used. So check with your friends before, because again, there's no rush.
And, you know, scammers, they can use your phone number
right.
to call other people. They can use your email address. I mean, they can pretty much use anything that says "I'm Meg" mm-hmm. to send to other people. They'll think it's really Meg texting them when it's not really Meg texting them.
Right.
It's
correct.
The Nigerian prince from, you know,
right,
say,
right.
asking for more money. So.
All right, we've got a few minutes left here, so we've gotten down to our final three. So we talked about the final two, because number 12 was the puppy scam, so we talked about that. Okay, what's next?
Advent calendar scams. Advent calendars have become a huge thing this time of year, obviously this time of year, but around this time of year, and you know, people see really crazy cool ones online, and they want to buy one, so they order it, and it sounds too good to be true, and it ends up being too good to be true, and they never get their advent calendar. It's another, you know, I've lost money, shop where you know it's safe. Mm-hmm. Shop local, shop at a store that you know is safe. You know, shop at Target, shop at Walmart, shop at, you know, Pensacola Hardware.
Right.
Someplace local that you know.
That's legitimate.
That's legitimate, that you know your money is, well, with Pensacola Hardware, staying local, but also mm-hmm. it's, you know, it's, you're not going to get scammed.
Right, right.
So, and number 11 is the top holiday wish list item scam. So if everybody wants the new Michael Jordan tennis shoes and
right.
you see them advertised on social media for cheap dollars, that's a scam.
Oh.
So whatever is the hot new toy or the hot new thing.
I'm just kidding.
Did you tell me something, Meg? Did you call the Better Business Bureau?
Yeah, I was going to say, uh-oh. Because there's things out there that are the hot items of the holiday season.
So, yeah. So like a couple of years ago, the hoverboards were really big things.
This year, there's these mugs that I saw. What are they called? The vinyl something? Liner mugs? Something like that. But I just saw it on the news last night. Like, this is the hot, people are fighting each
Stanley
other.
The Stanley mugs?
I don't know what they are. So, but anyway, be careful of those.
Be careful.
So how do you distinguish when it's something like that?
I mean, just again, buy from a reputable company, buy from someplace. You know, if you see those Michael Jordan tennis shoes that are the hot new ones, go to a local store and buy them or shop online, you know, someplace online. Don't buy from somebody you don't know on social media. Okay. And if you do, again, use a credit card.
News Radio 92.3. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Down to our final few minutes here. I've been just fascinated by this topic. We've been talking with Will Wirth with the Better Business Bureau, serving Northwest Florida. We're trying to avoid being taken advantage of this holiday season. We've gone through the 12 scams.
12 scams.
Of the holidays. Yeah. I've had quite a few texts this morning, so my apologies go out to anybody that we weren't able to get to. But I would recommend, if you did have a question and we weren't quite able to get to you this morning, what's the website and a phone number and what to do? Because this information is all on your website, correct?
It is. BBB.org. And then on the right, it'll say your local office is Pensacola. Just click on that. It'll take you to our office. Or call us, 850-429-0026.
Give that number one more time, just in case someone's pulling their pen out of their the box between the two seats in the front of the car.
In the car. 850-429-0026. That's the Better Business Bureau office here in Pensacola that covers the 14-county area in the Northwest Florida area.
Oh, 14 counties.
14 counties
from
Pensacola all the way, like I said, Wakulla, and I think Liberty County, just outside of Leon County. So a big stretch that we cover.
Wow. So just, you know, the advice would be to be aware. There's no rush. If it says you got to do it right now, that's usually a red flag. And you can always call that business. I mean, we did get a text, and I'll try to address it really quickly, about the veterans ID cards. And you were saying...
Yeah, call our office. I have had to go through ID.com before. I think
ID.me or something like that.
Check our office. Call our office right now. There's people there that can help you answer your question on that. I just don't think I'd have the time right now to go through the whole thing. So.
Okay. And then another thing that the Better Business Bureau, this is the reason you were founded, right?
It is,
I mean,
it
this is about legitimizing the businesses we do business with.
Right. And working with businesses to make sure that they're ethical businesses, that they're treating their customers correctly and fairly, and in the marketplace, they're just doing good things all around. And you can follow us on social media also. We do a social media post twice a day on tips. So
you have a Facebook page?
Facebook page, it's nwfl.bbb. And on Twitter, it's nwflbbb.
Okay.
And we're also on LinkedIn, but that's a different...
That's a whole other thing.
But check with us on sign up. We'll get, you know, you'll get daily tips from us.
Okay. That's good to know. And then back in the day, it was very important that you had the accreditation or the rating from the Better Business Bureau. We've got a couple minutes left. Mm. That still exists, yes?
It still exists.
So you can look up a business that you might be considering between two or three businesses doing with a fencing company or a paint company or something like that.
That's all on our website. You can look up any business and it'll tell you if they're accredited. And if they're accredited and what their rating is, you know, A+, you know, and if they're not accredited and if they have a letter grade rating.
Uh-huh.
And then you can do some more information, search the information about that company. But you'll also see if they have any complaints mm-hmm. and any reviews, you can read about them. So if you're not sure, if you're getting new windows, research the window companies around the area.
Right.
Don't, again, because like with construction, it's one of those things they're going to try to make you act fast. You get the best deal right now if you do it right now. Pay in advance, back next week.
We've heard about the construction company recently that was getting tens of thousands of dollars in advance and then not doing the work.
So check them out online and do your research. When I buy something major, I do research. I've been looking for a new TV, and mm-hmm. I've been like months and months of just researching. I still haven't picked the right one yet, so... because I just don't. I keep reading good things and then bad things, right? And user reports and pictures and. But I just like to research a lot of things, and it's probably because of their business. But check us out, bbb.org.
bbb.org. Thank you so much, Will, for spending the morning with me and talking about this. I hope we're going to save some people from losing their money this holiday season.
Thanks, Mike.
Wishing you and everybody at the Business Bureau a great holiday. Merry Christmas,
Merry
Happy
Christmas,
Hanukkah,
Happy Kwanzaa, holidays, all of the above.
1 week till Christmas. Bye safely.